Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Paul Gill, CEO and president of LAMECO Metals. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is LMR. Thanks for joining us today, Paul.
Thanks for having me on.
Great. Now, start off by talking about the your current stakes in the Achille Flat Lithium property, which is in the Montezuma Valley.
Yeah. What we have done recently is staked 10,000 acres of land, 11,000 acres of land, 4,000-odd hectares of land in the Montezuma Valley. Now, the lake that's there is called Alkali Lake, and it's basically that because it's called that because it's a salt lake with all kinds of different salt-like materials and brine that's accumulated there over years and years and years.
Sure. So, give us talk a little bit more about the project.
Yeah, absolutely. What we look for in these projects is proximity to production, existing production. In Chile, we've staked land that's surrounding the lithium producer SQM, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange at $36 or so. And here we've staked land that we feel is got a potential to be an equivalent of the Chemetel Foot Corporation property. Lithium production facilities, which are at Silver Peak, Nevada. Now, the reason we have staked this particular piece of land, and it's a very good find, is that there is a good evidence that lithium is in the area because they have a production facility next door to us. Relatively speaking, it's about 8 or 9 kilometers. The other aspect of this particular property is that it's the lake, the Alkali Lake, is at the bottom of a bowl-like geological structure, and everyone knows that lithium that occurs in the mountains surrounding that particular bowl will naturally gravitate to the basin, and that's where we think that we have a good opportunity to find a economic deposit of lithium and other mineral associated mineral.
Certainly, and now you last month you formed a subsidiary to acquire lithium brine projects in the U.S. So, can you talk about how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the trends as far as lithium?
Yes, that's right. What we've been doing the last 6 or 7 months. We first came on the TSX Venture Exchange in 2008 and looked at various different properties. The last 6 or 7 months, we've formed a company in Chile, and we formed a company here in Nevada, in Colorado, and that's to look at projects Utah, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, and Chile, Argentina, Bolivia, potentially. So we've got a wide scope. We're also have looked at projects in Australia, although we haven't found anything at this point in time. But, you know, our natural tendency is to review 6 or 7 projects on a worldwide basis. We've also, because I've been to China recently, we've also looked at projects in China and are pursuing those as well. So you've got to have a broad scope when you deal with these type of companies. And I think the purpose of it, of our the purpose of our particular scope is to discover economic deposits, and you have to do that by looking at every deposit. All these lithium deposits, chemically speaking and geologically speaking, are different to some extent. The advantage we have is if we know that there's an economic deposit nearby, we try to stake right where that is, so we know that it's likely that that particular brine is going to be the same chemical makeup as the one that's producing.
Right, of course. And the company you attended the China Mining Congress Expo in Beijing. Can you talk about some of the highlights of your meetings?
Yeah, absolutely. The purpose of LAMECO attending that conference was primarily to meet with Chinese investment firms, both private and public. It's a little too junior at this point in time to really get funding from the Chinese government or the Chinese government-owned development agencies. But primarily, it's to the first visit is to let people know you're there, let people know what you're doing, and then you go off and you accomplish the points on your business plan, and you come back the year following with bells and whistles on, and you start talking to people about what the potential is for the next year, and that's how you gain shareholders. That's how you gain stakeholders. Now, beyond just that, we also took a tour, a specialized tour that was arranged by our government, the Canadian government, to Shenzhen and Huaizhou, and that was specifically to meet with the electric car manufacturers BYD. Now, these guys are famous because Warren Buffett owns 10% of their stock, and BYD is an interesting company. It's a guy who made batteries for cell phones, all of a sudden wanted to get into the electric car manufacturing business, and he did it. And the reason why the company is called BYD is it stands for Build Your Dreams. So it's an interesting idea, and this guy is it's an inspiring story. He's the guy who's the richest man in China right now based on his valuation of his company. So those are the kinds of growth stories you want to, myself in my position in the company I'm in, that's the growth story I want to be associated with. And so that's why we went to meet them. We had an excellent meeting. It lasted an hour longer than what was scheduled for, and met with the vice president of procurement, the vice president of research. And so those are very high-level meetings. And it was a very broad sort of introductory, broad topics and introductory meeting. But yet the purpose of it is to create that relationship so that when you're out there looking for Brian, looking for the location where the extraction occurs, you know where your customer base is and what their requirements are. Secondly, we also met with a company called Desay Battery. Desay Battery has been in operation for many years and is a primary cell phone manufacturer. And we met with their investment VP, who was the person that is responsible for investing and in different companies. And so their angle is that they want to be able to invest in companies that may, in fact, be takeover targets. So this is very interesting for everyone in the lithium field, and especially for a small company like ours. You know, it gives us encouragement to build and grow these companies and attract shareholders and get out there and tell the story.
Definitely. And so what would you say, Paul, that makes LAMECO Metals unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, I think that there's a lot of Me Too going on in this sector, in which people just jump on the lithium bandwagon like they did on the uranium bandwagon or the coal bandwagon.
Right.
I think that people and investors should be wary of this kind of situation. I think that there's an opportunity here for LAMECO to build and grow a company out of this particular what we have with us now, and we've been very lucky to get what we've got in that we've got an association with the same lake bed as a major in Chile, and also the same goes for the land we've just picked up in Nevada. You know, it's well situated. It's a growth story, and we're still on the trail to get others. And the fact is that your cost of procurement of these particular brines and particular target properties has been very, very minuscule compared to the actual value, the ending value of the property. So, I mean, we've expended probably $250,000 for both properties, and we're expecting significant valuations to occur once we get on the properties.
Good. And so walk us through your background and experience, Paul, as well as that of some of the key management team at LoMeCo.
Sure. Thanks very much. My background is that I was involved primarily at the beginning of the Norrismont mining growth stage. Now, Norrismont was a company that we took over as directors, and I became management in 2002-2003. And that company was rebuilt and repackaged into a copper mining company. And it was at that point in time about 5 cents. It now trades at $2. It's been as high as $4.60. So it now has a valuation based on the 6 billion pounds of copper in the ground of quite a bit higher than that. So that's my background. Our CFO is Jacqueline Michael, who has been with the company for in various different forms for the last 10 or 11 years and has extensive experience in international business. Our directors are Mel Rokosh, who's worked with a Norwegian firm, Konigsberg, and knows how to structure international business deals. And Mr. Julius Golic is a gentleman that also is a structure person. He builds companies, and so it's a good group to work with. And we're certainly looking at our consultants that are in this particular company, true consultants, to give us a good background on which lithium target to pursue, and which they have done in both these cases.
Great. And so, what are some of the specific milestones and goals that the management team hopes to accomplish for LoMeCo here over the course of the next year?
Yeah, our focus is acquiring at least two additional grassroots properties and acquiring one close to production property. I think that's the kind of tale of the tape that we'd like to tell in about a year from now.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you believe that your company's investment story and upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, I don't think so at this point. We've only started really talking to the public lately. And certainly our one major financing that's occurred was at 12 cents. That was $1 million raised, and certainly we're trading in and around that at this point in time. And those are sophisticated investors, so we certainly think there's an opportunity in the markets now.
So what do you wish that investors understood about your company, which, if they did, would result in a higher valuation of your stock? I mean, what do you think that investors are missing?
Well, I think the number one thing that investors need to understand about this company is that when you get a property that's 10 kilometers away from a facility that's worth $300 or $400 million, and you've bought yours for $180,000, mm-hmm. You've got a lot of room to make a lot of mistakes and still come out of it very, very wealthy. So that's our situation. We think we have a prospective target here, and I think once the investors start becoming aware of it, they'll become as excited as management is.
Great. And so once again joining us today is Paul Gill, CEO and President of LoMeCo Metals. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is LMR, as well as over-the-counter. Ticker symbol is LMRMF, and is currently trading at 11 cents a share. So before we conclude, Paul, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you think are some of the key reasons why investors should consider LOMECO Metals as a good long-term investment opportunity?
It's got two 100% owned properties. It only has 31 million shares out at the present time. It's trading at its financing price of 11 cents. And the properties we do have are very extensive and appear to be very valuable compared to some of the properties around us.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on your projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thanks very much.